4HK. Smoke.
KO4CEF, they let you out of the house today?
I've been out running the roads today. How about you? You had a good day?
Can't complain too much. At least it ain't raining when I got off.
It's been late today.
Tried to slip out before the main crowd when I got to work late, and that didn't happen today, so. Now I get to wait in traffic on Highway 101.
In traffic here, that's what the pause is for.
Times fighting traffic. So have you had your surgery yet, or are you still waiting?
I have it till June the 12th. Been doing pre-op stuff and just taking care of odds and ends before I have the surgery that I won't be able to do for a little while.
I have both my shoulders operated on, and could only use one arm at a time every time it happened, and that always sucked. And I was, you know, down at least a couple months before I could really start using it at all. Those are not fun times.
I hear pretty much 2 weeks I won't be able to do much of anything is what they're saying. I have to use a walker to get around.
Your wife does you like I did mine when she had her knee done. We go grocery shopping and she get one of them little electric golf, you know, buggy things. And every time you back up, it'd start beeping, and I would just die laughing. I mean, you know, I shouldn't have been, but it was just the funniest thing in the world to hear her backing up on that thing.
That went over real well.
But I still got a video of it, and it was fun while it lasted.
But if you bring that video out now, you'll get a couple knots on the head.
That, probably a few choice words to go with it.
Mind that they got a backup buzzer on them. That way I don't have to back up. I'll make sure of that.
If you realize you went the wrong path, something, just go ahead and drive on down the rest of the highway and come back again. I think I got a sign yesterday. I don't know who from, but it was definitely a sign. Good last night, and my phone, I got a alert or whatever from Messenger. And you know how it'll recommend groups and stuff to you? It was a recommended group for HamFest 2025, but the name of the group was the Kenwood, what was it, D75 something, you know, the new mobile radios. So I think that's a sign that that radio's meant for me.
M1. Definitely interested in that radio.
Knows. Video, and it's, you know, they're still looking at just screenshots of it. Nobody's seen a working model of it. And the guy's looking at the screenshot of the, you know, you know, I don't even know if it's a real screen, but he's like, yeah, it looks like it's got Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and SD card 1 and SD card 2. I'm like, I don't know. It's still really early to know any of that stuff.
It is, and that was KM4ACK, wasn't it?
Remember, it might have been, there's another guy that I follow, I guess he's in England or something, it's like M0 something, I can't remember his exact call sign, but he does videos and stuff, and I think it was him, but it could have been the other guy, but still, they all just about do the same thing.
Who you're talking about, I think it's M0X5, or M05XE or something like that.
Lines, and you know he does other videos. I think he's trying to branch out, but I don't tend to watch any of those. But you know, it was about the Kenwood, so I had to watch it, see if there was any new information on it.
I'm curious to see what its capabilities are, if it's going to be worth upgrading from the 710.
For me, I'm curious if it'll be an upgrade to the FTM 400, because I mean I love this radio, don't get me wrong, but you know, one with even more APRS capability, I would definitely like that. And I don't know if the 3 bands will get used or not, but still, it's an option.
A couple 220 repeaters around the area, but I don't know how much they get used.
No, man, probably when I first got in the hobby, the Spartanburg Amateur Radio Club, I think they used to do a net on it. I might have listened to it on the, you know, the Bayo thing I had, cause, you know, it'll pretty much do any frequency you throw at it, but I think they did a net, but, you know, sometimes nets are the only traffic there is.
And, I mean, the nets are great, but I wish we had more people on a lot of the repeaters that are standing, or take some of them down and move over to repeaters that are being used. That way there was more going on the repeaters instead of just standing there.
You could repurpose some of that airspace for, you know, maybe something like, not DMR, because we got plenty of those, but, you know, JSU system fusion or somewhere along those lines, you know?
I need a DMR out there, but you don't hear much on it. Now, I will say the WNC up around the house, there's quite a bit of traffic on it for Western North Carolina, but that's about it. I don't even hear much on my hotspot when I use it anymore.
Built that new one, and, you know, if you put it on America's Link, you know, it has traffic on it, but, you know, you really got to go to the busy ones to hear much of anything now. But I think there's supposed to be one like Southeast Link. Yeah, you'll hear people on it here and there, but it's never really busy.
Coming up with so many different networks now, too, so it's diluting it down. Over Brandmeister, you got TGIF, you got Oxcom, you got, I don't know, there was a list of like, you know, 10 or 15 different networks that it was on. I was looking at it last night, and I'm like, no wonder it's so diluted down.
And it's great to have options, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you can have too many options.
Like all the talk groups that are on Brandmeister that never have anything on them, and now they won't give you any new talk groups because of that.
CW, comment?
Go ahead, comment.
I'm KO4ZEW. I just stood up my DMR hotspot radio today, and I was on 91, Brandmeister Worldwide, and it was constant. I haven't set up any of the repeaters around here, but I made my first DMR QSO today, so I'm starting to figure it out.
HGX, let me see if I got it. 91, which is worldwide, it's usually fairly busy, but pretty much any of the rest of them will not be.
It's what, 91? The Americas, I think the Texas one usually stays fairly busy. And, you know, some of the other ones get busy, but, you know, there's some of them where it's just so busy, I just will turn it off half the time. But, you know, that's a good problem to have for them. But, yeah, I mean, congrats on setting your DMR up, because that could be a hurdle in and of itself. KO4CM.
Has that guy, Ham Radio 2.0, he's really big into DMR down there, so he keeps the Texas channels active.
Good thing. And, you know, around here, like Patrick said, you know, we've got the Western North Carolina group. They're pretty active. The SC Hart, they do the nets, you know, which are nice. But, you know, that DMR group's, well, I think it's always up and running, the PRN. And, but you mean, they link the repeaters up on the weekends too, so you can kind of take advantage of it either way.
Check that out.
Morning, about 9 o'clock, they'll start a net that's statewide. So if you want to listen to it, that's a good place to listen. KO4HK.
With EW, yeah, we have a sort of a saturation of 2 meter and repeaters around here because you used to not be able to get a word in edgewise, so they stood up more repeaters, and then cell phones came along, and now the repeater traffic is slacked off, and we have more repeaters than we have traffic, and I'm just talking analog.
No doubt about that. You can scan the frequencies, and, you know, all the repeaters around here, and some of them will have traffic, and some of them are just quiet for a long time until they have a net.
820 used to kind of be the primary, and then they stood up 610 because, you know, it was full all day long. And, like, now it's backed off, and 820 is almost never used.
Alternative for jumping off and carrying on a QSO so you don't tie up the main repeater around the area for a while.
I know, because otherwise there won't be traffic on it if nobody's really at all.
It gets ka-chunked every now and then, that's about it.
Shane and I would jump over there when we're over toward Easley, because the 610's pretty scratchy over that way. So we jump over to the 82 because it was easier to hit.
Club is going to link them over UHF because the coverage in Greenville by 820 is just spectacular. And we're, you know, the way Greenville's growing, we're missing a huge market of people.
No, there's always that option.
Stuff's in the works. It's kind of been in the planning stages for a couple of years. But I think Johnny and them have a plan now to, I think they're going to string some new feed line on 610, and they're going to take the old feed line, put it up on 820, and just try to get them both going solid again, and then eventually link them.
Interesting. I mean, the more coverage you get, the better off.
It would be nice to have them linked together. Maybe not all the time, but at least we have that option.
Like a DTF cone, they'll link them, and then when you're done, you do another DTF cone, tone, and unlink them.
How late today?
Town to Synergy Mill, so I'm actually downtown right now, so my signal might be rough, but we've got an, every Wednesday we do an alt computing night where we play with, try to do a NOAA download tonight, and we're going to play with some Meshtastic, and we just mess around with technology.
Well, Meshtastic knows where I live, because I'm the only one in my area.
Simpsonville, Malden, and there's just a big gap between me and, like, the north of the county around Greer and TR, where there seem to be a lot of them. And then Asheville is just swamped.
Where I'm at, there's not much going on, so... I can't make it to Asheville or down here.
It's called NCMET. I get it.
Every other report goes through that one that I hear.
QTT. I'm just using RF.
I double with you. Go ahead.
Fantastic node on top of the tower on Mount Mitchell called NCMET. And I get it down in Simpsonville. I'm not even using MQTT. I'm just using RF.
And my only link to anybody else is the Mount Mitchell repeater.
So somebody stood up a Meshtastic node on top of it, and I mean it's covered the area all around Asheville, Burnsville, Black Mountain, Canton, all over the place.
Take another look at it then, because when I tried, there was nothing.
It takes time. I've had to leave my node up for about 2 months to really start collecting. It could start slow, and then the growth starts becoming exponential as the mesh spreads out and the connections start growing.
Out of my area in Spartanburg, so we'll see. It'd be nice to see another node come online. I see them pop up here and there every once in a while, but I don't know if it's one heard through MQTT to the Mount Mitchell, or I don't know where they come from, but then they disappear, or it's an airplane.
I've dipped down here on Academy Street, but yeah, you got to get two or three to get the network started. If you're the only one, you ain't getting anywhere.
Take a look at that again here in the next month or so.
Why would I give it to you? Because I got the one in the house that I connect my phone to. And then I've got the one that sits up on the eave of the house, and that's the one that connects to the Mount Mitchell node, and that's it. That's all. Everything goes through the Mount Mitchell node. I can see all of them up around there. You know, God, they're all over the place in North Carolina.
Right, it was after Helene about November, December, that Meshtastic just exploded.
Mount Mitchell node that made the big difference, because it connects so many different areas, because where it's at, you know, I mean, it's got the elevation that you would need to run a real repeater.
See, I think mine went from like 100 nodes to like 400 nodes once they put that thing up.
I'll have to give it another look then, since there's been some improvement.
But for a while, I was about to just put the thing away, and because I wasn't getting anything for a long time.
And if you can hit the Mount Mitchell repeater with a HT, I'm sure you can hit it with a node. And they have that North Carolina group, and it stays pretty active. They actually do a net on it. I think it's usually at least once a week, if not twice. And there'll just be a flurry of check-ins on it, but you'll see guys talking on it.
Hit the Mount Mitchell repeater with an HT from where I'm at.
It's difficulty then.
Get the Yagi out.
I just moved to another radio. A little more power.
Up the wattage. That's the catchphrase.
Antenna.
Yep.
Antenna's 80% of the game, as well as the height.
Where I'm at is all the roads and everything are pretty much down in the valleys. And you get down in there, and it's hard to get a radio signal in some places because you're around mountains and everything. So that's why it jumps over top of us in a lot of cases.
Down in Malden-Simpsonville, the Piedmont area, we have a lot of hills and valleys. Not mountains, but hills and valleys. And I lose this repeater all the time. I can hit Sassafras pretty consistently, but I get into some dips down there in Simpsonville, and this repeater disappears.
The house and drive one time. You'll think yours is great.
Now and then, I've got a special core load I put in for Western North Carolina when I travel up there. Things like Barawallo and Spivey.
Over that way, it does great. When you come on 64 into Bavard and up toward Cashiers and up through there, that's when it becomes, it's like everything is just an RF hole.
Through that area, you are exactly right.
Mountaintop and put a booster on it, somehow amplify all the signals coming to you.
Well, that's what I like about the Western North Carolina DMR. It works really well up there. They've got the repeaters located around very well in the location.
My destination, so I'm going to let you guys go. Enjoy the ride-along. KO4ZEW, I'll be clear.
Ben, KO4HKX.
KO4CES. Yeah, Patrick, I wish they'd open up those groups a little bit to the internet side of it, even if it was just certain days of the week or the weekend or something, because, I mean, that would do a whole lot.
They want to keep the Western North Carolina. I talked to the guys up there. They want to keep it just right there. They have the ability. They could throw it online by just flipping a switch. They choose not to, so that it stays out just the region.
I mean, that's understandable. I'm sure the PRN's the exact same way. You know, they don't want everybody in it because it kind of covers all of South Carolina and that you know, chunk of the North Carolina. I mean, I get it. I really do. It just kind of sucks because if you don't have access to one of those repeaters and you know, God, I hate to say it, it's not really a good DMR mobile unit. It looks like a FTM 400 or like a new Kenwood. And, you know, they just need something good to come out DMR. I think it would just, I don't know. I don't even know what to say, but they need a good radio instead of what they got.
One of the big limitations to it is the limitation on mobile radios. I mean, the Anytones and the Alinco and Radiodity are really, that's it. I mean, for DMR radios, unless you go with Motorola or Kenwood.
Tim, you're not going to get, you know, like my FTM 400. It's got a little color screen. It's, you know, got a Spectrum thing on it that I never use, and obviously it's got APRS. You know, you really can't get much of that with the DMR. If they would just come out with a nicer radio, I think it'd be whole lot better. I wouldn't mind upgrading one, but as of right now, I really don't need another HT just to be able to talk to my little hotspot or to go out on the back porch and talk to one of the PRN or the Western North Carolina group.
That's the same with me. My 878 does just fine for all that. So I really can't complain about it. But I do wish they come out with a little better mobile radio.
So, did you pick up the VGC HT? Or, I think it's the VGC VG, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about, the little radio. Or did you pick up the mobile unit?
The UV Pro, the VTEC version of that HT. So far, I like it. There's a little bit of a learning curve with it, just like anything else. But overall, I really like the radio and the app interface.
The same app, or is it a different app that looks identical? I mean, are they different? Do you know?
As far as I know, they're the same. There are some minor differences in the radios. If you watch the comms channel, he does a side-by-side comparison and telling you what the difference is in it, and does a really good job at it.
Oh, I still would like to have one of those just for the, you know, the fact that you can just hook your cell phone up to it and, you know, send an APRS message if you needed to. I mean, you know, that functionality alone is worth a lot. Otherwise, you got to have a mobile link TNC or something like that to be able to do it, and it's just not worthwhile.
What I really like about the radio is the built-in Bluetooth TNC, where you can do WinLink with no cables. You can do APRS with no cables, packet, no cables. That's what most people are really enjoying about the radio.
That's why I'll probably end up picking up one for long. I hadn't really decided between the UV or the other radio. I think the OnePlus side of the one is you get different colors, but I don't know that really matters a whole lot to me.
Colors in either one of them, the Coyote tan or the black, in either one of them. I can't remember right off the top of my head what the minor differences was, but it was really on VTEC. Over the VGC was the VGC, you couldn't get it right now. So I went with the VTEC.
Whatever's what you get your hands on, right? Well, Patrick, I just pulled in the driveway, so I appreciate you keeping me company on my way home, and you be safe while you're out and about. Hopefully I'll holler at you in the morning or maybe tomorrow or something like that. So, but you have a good one, Patrick. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
73, Andrew. Great to hear you this afternoon, KO4HX. And thanks for the ride along. I'm getting ready to cross the state line, so that'll be good. KO4HX, mobile.